Josh Jackson here with pianist Oren Evans, and also the person that you normally hear at this time and you will hear again tomorrow, and that is BP, Bob Perkins, sir.
Well, let's see. I think I want to thank the people of North Philadelphia for being very kind to me many, many years ago. Before I got into radio, and we're going back a little bit better than 50 years, when I used to walk the street when it was Columbia Avenue, and the clubs, the little club, little hole in the wall clubs, where the owner would put a bass, a drum, I beg your pardon, an organ, and a drum, and a saxophone in there, and blow the roof off of the place. getting a lot of money for, you know, three pieces. And I was supposed to be an insurance man, selling insurance, but I would hop into these clubs and listen to the music while I was supposed to be selling my insurance and knocking on doors and so forth. I don't know whether any of the people that I was selling insurance to are still around, because I'm talking 50 years or more, you know? But you may be out there. This is a little skinny guy that used to knock on your door and try to sell you insurance. Better than 50 years ago, and I want to thank you very much, because you brought out a part of me that I didn't have. I didn't think I had. I didn't think I had any sales ability. But if I hadn't sold insurance, I wouldn't make the commission off of the sale to make a living. So you actually helped me accumulate a sales accountability so that I could go into radio. So you took the edge off of me and, you know, actually pushed me into radio, I guess, more than listening to the radio or whatever the case may be. I think you brought out a part of me that I did not have. So if any of you are still around after 50 years, thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me into your houses. The elderly ladies, I was in my late 20s, and the elderly ladies would invite me in, you know, grandmother this, grandmother that. Oh, that nice Mr. Perkins, give him some tea. And I had to sit in there and drink coffee with Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Jones or whatever, while I'm supposed to be selling insurance, and I'd be commiscing with her for whatever the case may be about her son that she hadn't seen in many, many years, and this and that and the other. So thank you, if any of you are still alive and remember the little skinny guy that used to knock on your door and try to sell you insurance. You brought out a part of me that I'm still using here at WRTU. Thank you so much.
So BP with the GM did some great things in the NP. There we go.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to have the great pleasure of hearing you again tomorrow, Bob. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for allowing us into your space this evening. And we'll be getting some more GM tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me and asking me to come in. Good to see Brother Evans again. And good to talk to the folks out there. I never get to talk to them on this particular level. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Couldn't do it without you.